Well, Coach, now kind of a little bit of time to reflect on the past season. And, you know, I know talking off and on throughout, it was a team coming together when the year started. Hadn't had a lot of time together at all, if any time together at all. And so there were definitely some growing pains, but there were some good times too, wasn't there?
There definitely was, Todd. I'm proud of this group. They came to practice each and every day, wanting to get better. Very coachable group. It was fun to see the group come together. Every practice was competitive. All in good sport. They went at each other each and every day. And at the end of the day, they realized that we're pulling from the same end of the rope. So it was a very enjoyable season in that regards. I think we had pretty good success with the lack of experience at the varsity level that we had coming back. So, like I said, I'm proud of the group. Our schedule didn't do us a lot of favors. We have a very tough non-conference schedule and we took some lumps against some teams, but they responded in a positive way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about the schedule. They're just looking at how many teams won 20 games, how many teams were in regional championships. We play Robinson the last game there. They come in 9-19. Well, then they end up in a regional championship themselves. And so there was just a lot of very good teams up and down the schedule, like you said. And like we talked about during the year, there was no easy ball games.
No, there wasn't. And we knew that coming into the season that wins are going to be hard to come by, and we had kids step up and feel some big minutes with Andrew being injured most of the year. Feel terrible for Andrew. He only played 6.5 games as a senior year, but that left a lot of minutes to be had by other kids and those players stepped up, and we'll be better because of it down the road. Because they gained some valuable experience this year.
Yeah, we talked about that, and that's one of those things. Like you said, it's tough for Andrew. I hate to see it for him, but on the positive side, it did have some minutes out there for some guys to be able to play at the varsity level and make themselves better going forward.
It definitely will be, and. Andrew was, he was a big part of our group. He kept coming to practice and sitting on the sidelines of the games and started referring to himself as being on the coaching staff. So he accepted that reality very well, that the timing was going to be such that when he was going to be ready to return, it was regional week, and it just didn't make a lot of sense for as long as he had been out and the rotation that we had had, his conditioning was wouldn't have been up to par, that he just kind of accepted that he was going to be done for the year. But he was still a huge factor and benefit to our program, providing leadership.
Absolutely. And, talking about seniors, Tanner Robbins put together a very solid year this year for you. He's one of those guys. He can be an offensive machine at times, can he?
He can. He's very crafty around the basket. He's a tough matchup for a lot of teams because he does have the ability to attack the rim from the perimeter, off the dribble. He's a three-point threat as a post player, and a lot of times he's undersized as far as being a post guy, but his craftiness around the basket was he's able to be successful against a lot of those kids.
Yeah, Coach, and kind of looking at what you're going to bring back next year, you kind of talked about undersized, and I mean that's going to kind of be the theme again. You'll have some size, but it won't be big size. But you're going to have a lot of guards and a lot of guys that can rotate in a lot of different places too.
Yes. Yeah. We do have a lot of very solid guards. You know, again, we don't have, they're not very big, but they're very skilled and they play very hard you know, we do have Lucas Bowers returning as sophomore. You know, he would be the biggest kid in our program coming back, and of course we've got Ian returning as a senior, which is a big, strong, athletic body. So, as far as size wise, we're going to be about comparable to what we were last year, and you know, and of course we've got Wade returning too, and. But yeah, you're exactly right, Todd. We do have some very good guards in our program that, gained a lot of valuable experience this year, and we look for big things from all those kids.
Kind of talking about some individuals, I thought Isaac Sagan took a big step forward this year and did a lot of good things.
Yeah, he did. Isaac improved probably the most of our team. I mean, even from the summer, you know, he had some times during the summer where he really struggled against varsity competition. You know, something clicked with him, you know. He had some early success at the Cumberland Tournament, which I think catapulted him into realizing that, you know, he did along, you know, on the floor with at that level, and it just continued to grow, and you could see that confidence growing in different aspects of this game. You know, at first it was just, you know, taking care of the basketball, and then he started to become one of our better defenders, and then towards the second half to the last third of the season, you know, his shooting started to come around to be very, very consistent. So you know, a lot to be said for experience and what confidence does, especially for high school basketball players. And I think Isaac Sagan is a perfect example of that.
Absolutely. Coach, Connor DePue is one of those guys that's athletic as all get out. He can jump out of the gym. He's quick. He can do a lot of things. I think he's still kind of still got some things he can tap into going forward.
He definitely can. And, you know, I've had some conversations with him already throughout the season as far as, you know, developing different, more aspects of his game. You know, once he gets going downhill to the basket, there's very few people that can stop him. It's just, you know, if he can develop a pull-up jump shot, you know, continuing working on a three-point shot just so, you know, to keep defensive teams honest, you know, because, you know, as the season went on, you could see where teams had scouted us and started to play us differently based on our personnel. And you know, Connor was primarily a driver and got a lot of baskets in transition. So, you know, all of a sudden we started seeing the other team's most athletic kid, and sometimes as a post player, guarding Connor, you know, just to match their, you know, athleticism. But Connor's got a high ceiling. It's going to be a big offseason for him to develop some of those offensive skills.
Coach, you mentioned Lucas Bowers and Quentin Stumbaugh, Andrew Casey, three freshmen saw minutes for you at the varsity level, a couple of them quite a few minutes as the year went along, but those three can grow a lot going forward. They did a lot this year, no question, and those three can grow a lot going forward for you too.
Right, and for those guys, it's going to be, you know, a lot of work in the weight room. You know, again, the physicality of the game affected all three of them at different times this year. So, you know, we're going to look at, you know, those guys to get physically stronger in the weight room. And I know they will. They started last summer, you know, preparing for football in the weight room. So the work ethic is there. It's just to, you know, give them time to develop and get a little bit stronger, and that's really gonna propel them, I feel, heading into next year.
I was really impressed with Quentin and Andrew just on the basketball IQ of those two, just being able to see the floor and things like that. It was pretty impressive from freshmen.
It is, and they've always been that way, Todd. I mean, even when they started, you know, third, fourth grade, you know, they've played basketball and baseball and football together, and it's at times you watch them and it's like there's an uncanny connection between them. I mean, they kind of know exactly where the other is going to be, what they're going to do with the basketball once they get it. So, you know, and things like that. Those are unteachable and coachable things. Those are just innate instincts. And those two together on the floor are really fun to watch, especially when they get going.
Absolutely. Coach, for you, getting back into it after being away for a while, just your feelings on the season.
Well, I had a great time, Todd. You know, I can't say enough about this group of kids. They accepted me immediately and were coachable throughout the entire season. We didn't have any attitude issues. We didn't have any pouting issues. I mean, nothing that sometimes comes in a long season. With me being away for the time that I was, you know, I've officially been in every role as far as the part of the basketball family. You know, I've been a coach. I've been administrator. I've been a parent. My girls are grown and adults and living their life now, and just having all those different roles gives you a different perspective on high school athletics. It's one thing to talk about it when you're 26, 28, 30 years old, but until I really strongly feel it, you know, until you've kind of gone through all those roles, you know, especially the parental role, because, and I told our parents that at the end of the year that they have the hardest role, in my opinion. It's hard to sit and watch your kid sometimes struggle and get frustrated, and you know, there's a lot of dynamics, in the game of basketball, in any sport, you live those feelings with your kid, and that can be challenging for parents. And like I said, I can't say enough about our group of parents this year. They're great. They're supportive and supported their kids the best they could. And but definitely a different perspective being 51 years old versus when I left at whatever, how old I was, 30, 34, 35, 36, whatever. So that was very enjoyable for me.
We think we know a lot more about life when we're 30 than we really did.
Right. Well, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. So, like I said, I know there's no replacing experience, whether it be in the athletic arena or in life experience. It makes you wiser and allows you to appreciate things just a little bit more.